am aware that there is an email going round at the moment where it's telling the members of the public, it's pretending that it's from the revenue, saying that they're entitled to a tax rebate at the end of the year, and it's asking them then to fill in a form with all their personal and banking details. And it's obviously there's quite a bit of this going on at the moment, like in between over the telephone and through the emails.
And the scam you talk of is plausible because, you know, it doesn't talk about a massive amount of money and it looks official. So it could be easy for people to be duped.
Well, absolutely. It's sometimes you get ones and they're claiming that you've won so many thousands or that somebody has left you money or something like that, you know, and some of them are more obvious than others. But in this case, this is one for, it's just about £300-£400, which some people might think is plausible enough, and they might be duped into filling in the form. And once they've filled in the form and sent off the details, well that's that like. And at the moment there's quite a bit of, say, credit card fraud going on where they're trying to get your details and that. Once you've passed your details on, it's too late then.
And finally, we have to be conscious, of course, that many of us are struggling, perhaps struggle even further heading into the new year, so it can be easy to let your guard down.
Well, I don't think anyone can afford to be off the guard at the moment, like, and people are being hard pressed, you know, and especially coming out of Christmas now and that, like, so it is something that people just need to double check just anything or anything they're giving out information of their own, and especially recently we've seen people calling around to houses there claiming to be from the council and that, trying to collect money as well. So just people just need to be on their guard when these type of things are going on.